You can support this podcast on patreon.com/firstpawmedia.
Welcome to the Rockin' Coaster Podcast, presented by First Paw Media. Whether your favorite is a Giga, a Steel Dive, or old Woody roller coasters are your thing, or you're a fan of classic rock, hard rock, or grunge, we talk about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forteau travel the country in search of the best roller coasters and music festivals. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to Rockin' Coasters Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Michelle Forteau, and today we are going to do a quick and dirty episode that may make you think a bit about one of the top rock and roll bands from the 1980s. Three things are certain in life: death, taxes, and Vince Neil's inability to perform live. Motley Crue kicked off the next leg of the stadium tour with Def Leppard over the weekend. Their first shows with Shred Wizard John 5 standing in for guitarist Mick Mars, who physically can no longer handle the demands touring takes on his body. John 5 and his bandmates, drummer Tommy Lee and bassist Nikki Sixx, were tight and on point. But Neil's performance, once again, begs the question, when is enough enough? If Neil is consistently ruining Motley Crue's otherwise acceptable performances, when is it time to replace him and move along? The rock world is abuzz talking about this, and there have been some suggestions for viable replacements for Vince. Matt Heffey, known for Trivium, another experienced road warrior, Trivium frontman Matt Heffey has more than proved that he's ready for an opportunity to front a band on a bigger stage. The metalcore institution have always proudly flown the flag for heavy metal, and they've opened for the likes of Metallica, so he wouldn't be thrown to the wolves in a setting too big for his success. Andy Biersack as Andy Sixx, known for the Black Veil Brides. Since the early days of their career, Black Veil Brides have shamelessly displayed their love of glam, with frontman Andy Biersack even calling himself Andy Sixx. Biersack has shown plenty of appreciation for glam and hard rock over the years. Remember 2011's Set the World on Fire? And he has a knack for the showmanship needed to succeed in Motley. Michael Starr, known for Steel Panther, this might be the most obvious answer. Michael Starr has fronted Steel Panther for nearly a quarter century. As crass and ridiculous as the satirical glam revivalists have been at times over the years, they've practically kept the genre alive by themselves, and no other singer has shown the same adoration for Hairspray and Hot Moms as Michael Starr. But we're going to suggest two more that you probably haven't even thought of. Up first, Lizzie Hale, known for Hailstorm. Maybe the most qualified person on this list. Hailstorm's Lizzie Hale would fit right into the fold. The hard rock singer has been a mainstream rock icon for more than a decade, and her pipes have only gotten better with time. It's really easy to picture Hale on stage with Motley. Hale, known as one of the hottest women in metal for exquisite vocal range and her ability to command a crowd of any size, from the smallest state fair up here in Alaska to 70,000 strong at festivals like Aftershock and Louder Than Life. If you haven't done so already, check out her cover albums with songs like Metallica's Ride the Lightning, Shoot to Thrill by AC/DC, Gold Dust Woman by Fleetwood Mac, and my favorite, Whitesnake's Still of the Night. I would buy tickets in a minute, and I have. Next is the wild card, but not really. This one would probably be my favorite And Robert always says that she would make an excellent singer for a hard rock act. It's Miley Cyrus. Yep, that Miley. Known for Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana, if you know Miley Cyrus for more than her time as Disney Channel pop star Hannah Montana, you know the singer has dabbled relatively extensively in the world of covers, particularly in the hard rock vein. Miley can belt out songs from Metallica, The Cranberries, Hole, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, and pretty much whatever she likes. So why couldn't she front Motley? She's got more stage moves than Neil, too. If you have not had a chance to check out the Black Mirror episode called Rachel, Jack and Ashley 2, in this episode, Miley made her TV return in the Netflix series where she played a pop star named Ashley O, who launches a robotic doll based on her own personality. Yet things take a wild turn when she's poisoned into a coma by her greedy aunt, intent on substituting the real Ashley for a hologram. But the end of the episode is where Miley's rock chops shine with her rendition of Head Like a Hole by Nine Inch Nails. So, nostalgia and Shout at the Devil concert t-shirts in middle school circa 1986. What do you guys think? Is it time for Vince to hang it up? Heck, is Crew even viable without him? If so, who do you think can fill his shoes? I just want to see John 5 shred Kickstart My Heart. But I'm going to add a little bit extra in here that my producer isn't aware of. I think that Maria Brink of In This Moment could be another contender. Let me know what you guys think in the comments sections and on our socials. Just search Rockin' Coasters Podcast. Also, do us a favor and hit that subscribe button. And one more thing, watch your podcast feed on Mondays and Thursdays as we are discussing the top rock and metal albums from back in the day. Also, do us a favor and hit that subscribe button. Before we end, we would love for you to support our show. Please head on over to patreon.com/firstpawmedia and sign up today, and you guys will get access to behind-the-scenes content, exclusive merch, and more. Remember, I'm your host, Michelle Forteau for First Paw Media. See you next time.